try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Welcome, folks. Think of what you're saying. We can work it out right here on You Get the Blessing. I'm Bo Mitchell.
I'm Bob Belts.
We're glad you joined us this morning, and we thank you for contacting us every now and then, telling us you're listening in and you enjoy our strange approach towards Christian broadcasting this morning on KOA. You had a good week, Bob?
I did. You know, I was just thinking we should have had Biff play that song yesterday at Highline, you know, or last Sunday at Highline, because, you know, we can work it out. We were talking about work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Could have had the Beatles.
You guys start thinking music. Better over there.
I know. I need you ahead of time.
Bob is the pastor there at Highline Community Church. You can hear Bob at 9 o'clock or 10:45 on Sunday mornings over there at Highline Community Church, just north of the corner of Arapahoe and University, across the parking lot from Goodson Rec Center.
And don't pull in the Lutheran Church by mistake. So there.
I want to introduce our guest today, Paul Andrews, and I want to tell you that Paul is one of the best friends I have in life, and we don't go back quite as far as I go back with you, Bob, as friends, but how long have we been friends there, Paul?
I think we met each other in about 1990, Bo, right there at your Denver Nuggets.
Working on 20 years?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty good. So Paul, I call him, I always give him a little higher billing than he thinks he deserves, but he is the guy that really, with Stan Kroenke, runs Kroenke Sports. Do you have an official title that's less than president?
I am the executive vice president of Kroenke Sports Enterprises, Bo.
Yeah, in charge of?
Well, I'm in charge of the business operations day-to-day of many, many things, including the Pepsi Center and three other venues, the Paramount Theater, the Dick's Sporting Goods Park, and the Broomfield Event Center, which we just took over with AEG. And I'm also in charge of business operations for four sports teams. That would be your Denver Nuggets, the Colorado Avalanche, the Colorado Mammoth, and the Colorado Rapids.
So what do you do in your spare time, Paul?
Well, yeah, that's a great question,
He's
Bob.
A Vegas guy.
Yeah, there you go. Not Golf. Much spare time. Not much
he
spare time.
He does dress a lot nicer than you and I, which people can't see on the radio. But
every
one
day,
of the best dressed guests that we've had in a long time.
So. Well, you know, they say if you love your job, you'll never work another day in your life. That's how I look at my job.
Well, I've never met anyone any more positive than Paul Andrews. Honestly, he is a bright light, and I'm thankful that the Lord placed you in this job with Stan Kroenke, and I'm thankful for the friendship you have with Stan Kroenke, because you guys got a lot of moving parts down there. It is fast and furious.
No question. Every day is different challenges, and certainly to try to keep the sports teams at the top of the table, which can be very, very challenging. Mr. Kroenke also is invested in the Arsenal Football Club over in London, for the soccer fans that might be listening, and that also poses some day-to-day challenges that we need to overcome.
I like Stan Kroenke, but I've only been around Stan 12, 15 times. Seems a little smart and a little intense and a little on your level in terms of busyness.
Yeah, I think Stan, you can categorize him as focused. He is driven. He is probably the best owner in professional sports, in my opinion, and I don't say that just because
I know
I work
one guy that's better than him, but we'll talk about that
later.
Yeah,
we got Phil Anschutz listening every week. You can't be saying that about Stan.
Well, listen, we could arm wrestle, Paul.
I'll tell you what, I love Phil to death, believe me, and have a ton of respect for him as well, and in fact, we're in business in a lot of cases with AEG.
They say they're tied for first.
Yeah, let's say they're tied for first. Yeah. That'd be fine.
They seem like two very similar guys in a lot of ways, I think. So,
yeah, Mr. Kroenke, again, is, you know, he wants to provide Denver the best sports teams possible and have them in the best venues, period. It's very difficult to do. Year in, year out, you wish you could win the championship every year, but anybody that owns sports teams can tell you it's impossible. You certainly try, and I think this year with the Nuggets and the Avalanche off to two of the best starts in the history of the either club, I think we've made a lot of ground up, and hopefully we can do something special in June this year.
You're listening to the voice of Paul Andrews. He's our guest today on You Get the Blessing. Paul, I don't want to polish your boots here front of all our listeners, but you are a brilliant businessman and a brilliant salesman. And yet what I love about you most is you have a filter that is so positive. No matter what's being thrown at you, it comes back out to the public, to friends, to associates, to athletes as positive. So tell me where that started. Let's go back to the family room in the Andrews home when you were growing up. Who was it? Your folks? A brother? Who helped make you such a positive individual?
Well, both my parents were very influential in my life. Obviously, they introduced me to Christ. My dad was a general contractor, ran a company called Andrews Construction, and my mom worked out of the home. But they divorced when I was going into high school, and actually just after I was going out of high school, so I was going into college. And, you know, I could have taken that as a very negative thing and mad at the world and so forth, but I was fortunate to have been introduced to Christ and starting to really grasp things a little more when I got to the college level of what that meant to accept Christ and have Him lead you through life. So a couple of scriptures really came to light for me at that point, and one was, "In this world you will have trouble." I don't know the address of it right now, but in this world you will have trouble.
He knows it.
Yeah.
John 16:33.
And so if you know that's going to be the case, whenever you have trouble, you know that Christ promised that. And if He's leading me and guiding me inside of me, then I know He's overcome all things. And so eventually that problem that I have is going to work through, and we will overcome it. It'll be in His timing. And so I keep that frame of mind. I have really since maybe just shortly after college. And whatever this life brings me and whatever I'm able to accomplish, it will be His accomplishments working in and through me.
Incredibly humble and positive, and now we know the source. So you actually can remember thinking, well, that makes sense. I'm going to receive Christ and become a Christian, because we had a listener named Bob, and he sent us a wonderful email basically saying sometimes Dr. Belts and I say it's easy to become a Christian, and we don't have enough time to explain everything we're saying there. I guess I'm saying the process is fairly simple, but Bob was pointing out to me, accurately so, that coming to the end of yourself and admitting, I can't do this, and I'm a sinner, and I'm a mess, and I need a Savior, is not necessarily always simple and easy. And yet, in your case, sound like a pretty smooth transition.
I really was fortunate to come across the scriptures and have the Spirit lead me to a deeper understanding, and through great teachers. Both of you at this table certainly are great witnesses for that. And you know, Bob George, who I've introduced you to Bo, and he has a great show and many great books that I've read that really simplify the New Testament and the old versus the new, and really what an individual that's walking with Christ today, some of the scriptures they should focus on and some of the things that you should think about as you're going through the day-to-day challenges, because we all have them. Mm-hmm. We're going to either face, and we'll all face maybe financial trouble, we'll all maybe face difficult situations in the workplace, and I think it's how you react to those that define you. And you're either going to react negatively and blow your stack, or you're going to react and lead people through it, which usually is the way that works out to be better than blowing your stack and getting people all defensive and trying to figure out your mood in the situation. So those were things that really guide me in my business life, and you know, Christ is the reason for that.
So Bob, you were a great tailback in football, weren't you?
And at a micro level, you know. Yeah.
No, you were a great high school football, big time player in Kansas City. I played some sports. What is it that we learn in the trenches as athletes that helps us as men and competitive guys trying to get along day to day with stuff thrown at us as rapidly as it seems to be?
Well, you know, I got to say, in those days, I didn't learn a lot from it because I didn't come around to a relationship with Christ till quite a bit later than that. So, but I think by nature, guys that are engaged in sports, and yeah, it's not just sports. I think anybody that, you know, has a drive to compete and excel and, you know, and do, you know, do well in whatever they do, I think that that's kind of what sports is, you know, kind of drives into a lot of us. But hey, let me ask you a quick question, Bob, not to skirt your question.
You're Bob, by the way.
Yeah, but Bob, wait. I was going to ask you a question, Paul, about the other Bob, Bob George. So,
oh.
Yeah. Is Classic Christianity, was that one of Bob's books?
That is one of his books,
okay.
Yes.
Great, great. Yeah.
He's always bragged on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had him, you know, we do a speaker series down at the Pepsi Center, and I usually have about three or four different Christian leaders in the world that come down and speak pregame. And we sell tickets at a discount, and people can come watch this speaker for about an hour. And we've had Bob do a couple of those, Bob George, and has been fantastic. And his book, Classic Christianity, has been one of the big sellers.
Great.
Yeah. So I was leading to this point, Paul.
What did you learn from sports, Bo?
You know what? I learned it's okay that it's a competitive world, and I learned that Dan Stavely, my mentor in college, I said, should I be praying to win these games? And he said, what's the option, son? You praying to lose? So I like the fact that you have this balance, Paul, because your faith in Christ and your temperament and your filter and your heart for God and for people. But you want to kick face. I mean, you don't want the Nuggets finished in the middle of the pack. You liked it when the Nuggets went to the finals against the Lakers. And that's okay, isn't it, that you have the good balance, good filter, good focus on Christ, and yet let's go in the arena with an understanding. Our team's trying to bury you guys.
No question about it. Whether it's the basketball team, the Nuggets, or the Avalanche, or the Mammoth, or the Rapids, I mean, our job is to win. And we're supposed to put a team together that Denver can be proud of. Also, not only on the scoreboard, but out of the office. Okay, so we're trying to put character guys together that can be good citizens to Denver as well as great athletes. Sometimes you get the mix right. Sometimes you get the mix wrong. We've done both in my 20 years there. We've brought in some guys that were less than top-notch character that have impacted our teams. And then we've brought in other guys that have completely changed the face of our team. And one of those guys is Chauncey Billups.
Oh, like nobody else.
Like nobody else. The guy comes in and completely changes the mindset of our team for the Nuggets into a championship mindset. And we have the talent to do it. And he single-handedly came in here and became a leader that the rest of the guys rallied behind. And we made it to the Western Conference Finals last year. Hopefully we can build on that this year. But Chauncey is a great leader and a great man.
I think Stan Kroenke and you, Paul Andrews, both, speaking of Phil Anschutz, who owns some of the Lakers, I think you guys really are trying to build a team that can whip the Lakers. And that's not an easy task. But would you reveal that truth that we got to get past the Lakers if we're ever going to get to the finals, and you guys burn with the passion to do that?
Anybody that's going to win the NBA finals are going to have to get past the Lakers. The Lakers historically have been the team to beat, them and the Celtics. Me being in the Western Conference, I've always thought the Lakers have always had the best teams down the years. And you've stated it very succinctly, Bo. If a team is going to win the championship this year, next year, the year after, you have to always look at the Lakers. They are always top of the table.
You know, Phil's a friend, and as we've talked about, but I cheer for your teams because I'm a Denver guy.
Yeah, you lived here.
I was at the playoffs last year on business in Los Angeles, and of course, we were supposed to be sitting in the owner's box for the Lakers, and I thought, now, how am I going to pull this off? And fortunately, at the last minute, we got bumped for Lionel Richie and a couple of other guys, and there were three of us from Denver that they sat in the corner of the restaurant in the Staples Center, and the three of us, as far as I could tell, were the only three guys cheering for the Nuggets that night. But
ooh, we almost got them, too. Yeah. Let me jump to your family, Paul. You're under pressure, I know, and you would probably not ever say it, and you never look like you're under pressure, but it's just constant. I can't believe what you face down there, you and your staff at Pepsi Center. But Marley provides the right home situation for you to go get your tanks refilled in Christ and in family. So tell us a little about her and your boys.
I've been blessed. I have married the perfect wife for me. She met her at the University of Wyoming, where I graduated in 83. And her, actually, I graduated in 87. Yeah, I know you're a Colorado guy. I understand. Met her
right here.
Just a small town girl from Upton, Wyoming, town of about 400 people, and brought her to the big city here. We got married in 1994. And are fortunate to have two sons, Aaron and Trace, both of whom are learning what Christ inside them means and the right mindset and what the Bible's about. And so it's great to watch them grow. But my family life, what time I get at home becomes even more valuable due to the amount of hours that I work in the sports business. So you can imagine there's, 82 games at the Pepsi Center between just the Nuggets and the Avalanche, and you lump in the other teams, I could be gone a lot. But what I've chosen to do for balance is to go to about 50 of the games between the Nuggets and the Avs. Then the Rapids, I attend about 5 or 6, and then I attend all the playoff games. Same with the Mammoth, I'll go to about half the season there for. And so Marley had to be a very understanding wife. For the many nights that I'm there until 10 o'clock, home around 10:45, back in the office at 8 the next morning. So our time when we have a weekend night or a night in general that we're all together, they become even more special, and she's been just tremendous to have as a life partner.
You know, mentioning the games like you did there, I only got 65 tickets in my season ticket package this year. Did I talk to Hives or Robo about that?
Well, we always try to cut you down just a little bit from where the rest of the people go.
I never heard this 82 number.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of families, Bob, tell our listeners about the new addition for you here recently.
Oh, yeah. We've got our second grandson, Jackson Dixon. He was born on October 16th, and we're really excited about him. We had him out and about this weekend. I think you got to see him. And anyway, it's always fun. That's a new phase in life for Bo and I, the grandparent phase. But he's doing great.
So it's kind of like Paul in your life as EVP there with Kroenke Sports Enterprises. If you're not there for a greater purpose and calling than just jock sniffing and hanging around the arena, if you're not there to do the work, make it happen with the proper gifting, it wears out pretty quick. That's what happened with me as a volunteer chaplain for the Nuggets for 18 years, is I figured out after about one or two chapel services, this is fun. This is probably more fun having church here in the arena like we do before every game than it would be, out somewhere in downtown Denver in an office building. I could feel the energy in the building, but you're also there to do a job, and you do a great job, maybe like nobody I've met in terms of handling all the busyness so well and so effectively. So tell me, what's your greatest pressure? 80% of your strain, stress, concern comes from what source?
Really trying to meet the financial obligations that the company needs in order to be profitable. All of us in sports pay the players a certain amount that we think is going to have to be paid to put a quality product on the floor, the ice, the surface, whatever your surface may be on the sports teams that we own. And to do that, it creates a tremendous amount of financial pressure on the company and the business operations side specifically. You have to drive revenue across ticket sales, and you have to drive revenue across advertising, or what we term as sponsorship. And you hope that those numbers can equate to something that helps you make sense to cover the player's payroll and the other costs of running a building. So that is 80% of my stress every day, is trying to get to those numbers. When you see a building that is 2/3 full or 3/4 full, it means that we left a lot of money on the table. And you can't do that in sports. You have to have full buildings, or full buildings breed advertising money and other partnership money, and as well as driving more TV money. So the full building is the number one place that all people should start in sports, no matter what type of team you own. And so that causes me the greatest deal of stress each day.
So listeners that may not be on board with the Avs or the Nuggets or the Mammoth yet, what do we say to them? Just walk up to the window, get in the flow here. There's tickets you can have, and the seats will be fine. The price will be reasonable. It's a good entertainment value. Step up.
No question about it. I mean, some of those sports properties have tickets even less than a movie. In fact, two of them do. The Nuggets for sure do. We have $5 seats in the upper balcony in what's known as Rocky's Den. So it's $5. It's less than going to see a movie. You get live entertainment, great sports team. Same with the Colorado Mammoth. They have, I believe, $7 seats. And again, entertainment second to none. So come down to the box office. Avalanche, Nuggets, Mammoth start in January. Right now we got the Avs and the Nuggets running, and they're both off to their best start in team history.
I thought for a minute the Nuggets were going to blow it right on through to an undefeated season. Hasn't happened a lot in basketball, has it?
You know, I'm not sure it's ever happened, Bo, but we do have those Lakers in town with Mr. Anschutz this Friday, so that'll be quite a game.
That'll be fun. Now, the Bulls, I believe, went 72-10, didn't they?
The Bulls had, Michael Jordan that year with Pippen and Jordan. I think that was one of the best records in the history of the league, but I think we beat them that year. We were one of their losses. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf was lighting them up that day in McNichols Sports Arena.
You remember the one good victory we had. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's
we didn't
how you
win
think.
Many.
So back to this question I ask you, Bob. Don't you think team is critical? So we have so many teams we're a part of. I love your team right now at Highline, don't you?
Yeah, great, great group. Yeah.
And without being surrounded by a team, I mean, nobody's really anything.
Yeah. It is amazing when you see, you see great players out there. And I think, you know, the level of caliber of athletes that you guys put on the court, I mean, in any professional sport, is so high and really so, you know, so closely matched a lot of times that the difference really is a guy bringing in a guy like Chauncey that suddenly pulls the guys together and they become a team. And I think life's like that. You know, we need each other, and it's pretty hard to be a lone ranger out there without some guys, particularly in a life of faith, that you're, can link arms with and know that they'll have your back. And together, you know, I think, you know, you look out and, you know, when we were talking a lot about William Wilberforce and we did our film Amazing Grace, and he's known as a world changer. You know, he's a guy that changed the world, but he didn't change it by himself. And I think oftentimes, you know, when we want to really be God's men and God's women, finding the right partners to, you know, do the, you know, right work with is makes all the difference. So that's
so some of you listening, like our friend Jim, who was listening to this program one week and now for I don't know a year has become our good friend. He joins us on Wednesdays, 11:30, Glenmore Country Club for our Bible study. Bob's teaching there, Chuck King, Luis Villarreal. They'll throw me up every once in a while when they want to thin the parking out a little. But that's a team of guys that are together. And I will say this, Team Andrews is about stronger than bear's breath, because I love Marley, your home team. I love you and Stan and what you present there at the arena. I'm proud as your friend to be part of your team. Do you want to talk a little bit about your staff and that team and the camaraderie and the positive spirit that seems to be there every time I'm around anyway?
Yeah, as Bob was talking, it certainly came into my mind that really I have an all-star team. I would go to war with the guys and the gals that I have working directly for me at the Pepsi Center, my vice presidents, all the directors that have been with me for many, many years. Our staff in sports, in my opinion, is second to none. We have very little turnover at the key positions. I can't even think of anybody that's turned over in the last 10 years, hardly, in our key positions of directors and vice presidents. Very rare in sports to have that. So I'm very blessed that I have such great leaders that are underneath me.
Well, and you're to be credited for that. They follow your lead, Paul. And Bob, I'm proud to be part of your team here on You Get the Blessing every week.
I'll tell you what, it's my privilege, totally. And, you know, I know we've, we're just about over here, but I just want to say hats off to both of you guys, because I know part of what you've really tried to do is make it available for a lot of kids in the city to go and be able to see our teams play that couldn't afford to do it if it wasn't for you guys trying to figure out how to do that on an ongoing basis. So hats off to you guys.
Thank you for being on the show, Paul. I'll credit you for that one, too.
Thank you very much for having me, gentlemen.
You folks listening, go buy a ticket. See an Avs game. See a Nuggets game. See a Mammoth game. See a Rapids game. And know you're supporting a great leader in Paul Andrews and Stan Kroenke and their staff. They're great folks. And appreciate y'all listening and letting us know you're listening and supporting us. We'll see you next week here on KOA.
It's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight. I'll see